106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lions for a little basketball conversation with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You got out of the holiday break 1-for-1, and probably you ask any coach, they wanted to be 2-0, but it's a tough time to have kids trying to focus on basketball.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, we stumbled a little bit, had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go, and there's the things you got to learn from, and I think we had some good practices after that, and sometimes you need to stumble a little bit to kind of regain your focus, and I think our guys did that. We came back and played against a really good Perrysburg team and played really well, so hopefully that was kind of a wake-up call for us, and hopefully we can learn from it.
Was there a lot of rubber on the court from running at all this past week?
Well, not necessarily, okay. Just because of a loss, but we try to give them days off, and you want to give the guys some days off to let them enjoy the holidays and be with their families and everything, but you still have to stay in shape, and let's be honest with each other, and I think if you ask any of our players, when they get these days off for the holidays, it's a lot of watching football and eating and just playing video games, so we're trying to burn those calories off and get them back in shape as quick as possible.
All right, Coach, I don't want you to – don't talk to my wife because I don't want you to get any type of workout routine in her head for me, so –
I don't think you want any part of that, Kahuna.
I don't want any part of that, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about this weekend. Of course, tonight and tomorrow night, you're back at it again and pretty consistent now through really the end of February, the weekend doubleheaders. You start off with the league game tonight with Bath and move on to Bluffton tomorrow, but both games at home at the Supreme Court.
Both at home, starting the new year with a bang, I guess. And yeah. That's nice to be back at home, and I have a couple of games there. With the league game, you always want to take care of your home court in the league, and for us to have an opportunity to compete for a league title, we got to take care of games like this. So getting back into school routine is always nice as well. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, and it should be a lot of fun. Then you come back on Saturday, and Bluffton's playing really good basketball. They're undefeated right now, playing with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be two daunting tasks for us this weekend.
You look at it, here we are the first weekend in January. You've really only played just one league game, so that's got to be kind of a good to focus in and start your run towards hopefully another Western Buckeye League title.
No doubt about it. And, you know, we talked to our guys at the beginning of the year about making sure if we want to be having the opportunity to play for a league title, you got to take care of your home court, and you just got to play hard and consistent. The WBL, it's a grind, and everybody's going to be well-prepared and ready to go. You got to be playing your best basketball on Friday night, and we're going to find out. Should be a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck tonight and tomorrow night with Bluffton. Let's get a packed crowd. I know that the players, I'm sure you coaches, feed off that energy as well. Get a lot of people out there to the Supreme Court to cheer on the Titans. Best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.